Thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. Brother Ralph Craig and the choir opens the musical part of our service with the song, He Never Turns Any Away.
Come just as you are to the Savior of men. He waits to be gracious today. He calls you in mercy again and again. He never turns any away.
He never turns any away. He never turns any away.
Forever is boundless and free, then why will you longer delay? His blessed whosoever means you and means me. He never turns any away.
He never turns any away. He never turns any away. Repent and believe and salvation receive. He never.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We are thankful for the gospel, thankful for what it has done in my own life, and we know that Jesus tasted death for every man. So remember our congregation today. If there be those who know thee not, may the Holy Spirit deal with hearts and help them to realize their need of thee. So take this broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every one. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our service with the song, He Changed My Life.
When my soul was black with sin, and I had no peace within, Jesus came and changed my life. Now I have abiding peace that doth ever increase, for the Savior changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about his love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because he changed my life. in my own way. Never did I stop to pray, but he came and changed my life. Oh, what love he had for me when he died on the tree. By his power he changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about his love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because he changed my life. Love and joy and peace divine filled this longing heart of mine when he came and changed my life. Now I know I'll live again with a Christ there to reign, for by grace he changed my life. He changed my life one day and taught me how to pray. I tell the world about his love and my sweet home in heaven above, all because he changed my life. All because he changed my life.
Our subject for today's broadcast, What is Your Choice? We make many choices every day. Some may be of little consequence, and some may have much larger consequence even than what we realize at the time. So what is your choice? Consider with me in regard to some that made decisions and the results of those decisions that they made. And I want to start with our foreparents, Adam and Eve. As you know the story, doubtless, how God created man and made Eve to be his helpmate and put them in the beautiful garden. But God gave them a law. He wanted to prove whether they loved him enough to obey him or not. And so he told Adam of a tree that was in the midst of the garden that they were not to eat of. The tree became known as the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. And you know doubtless the story. Adam and Eve did transgress that law. They sinned. And I would say that that sin has had the greatest effect and influence on the human family of any other sin. No other sin has ever been committed that has influenced the entire family of man as that did. For the Bible tells us that in Adam all die, which I understand to mean that their tendency or the bent towards sin is passed down to each one who comes into this world. Some call it the Adamic nature, some call it naivety, depravity, and some call it the carnal nature. But whatever, the Apostle Paul said he was alive once, and I understand he was speaking whenever he was a child. And he said, sin revived and I died. And that was not just Paul's experience. That is the experience of everyone who comes into this world and lives long enough to learn right from wrong. They choose wrong and they die. For sin is what brings death. The wages of sin is death. So Adam made a choice that has affected and will affect everybody that will yet come into this world. Now, the people of Noah's day, we are told in the 6th chapter of Genesis that the world was very wicked at that time, and God was determined to destroy them with a flood. But there was a man there that was a righteous man, and his name was Noah, and God would not destroy the righteous with the wicked. So he told Noah to build an ark for the saving of his soul and the family. And we are told that Noah set about to do exactly what God told him to do. Yes, he chose to build the ark just like God instructed him to do so. I would assume that the people of that day probably mocked Noah, and they didn't believe him. You know, the Bible tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And so as a preacher of righteousness, I'm sure that he warned the people. But they made the choice to disregard Noah's message. They chose to continue a life of sin. And so the time came when God told Noah to take his family and enter the ark. And God shut the door, not Noah. God shut them in. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him to do. So he made the decision to obey God, and he and his family were spared from the destruction of the flood. Then we read about a couple in Egypt, while the children of Israel had been made slaves, and they continued to increase. And the Pharaoh that was ruling at the time made a decree that all male Hebrew children were to be slain. And Amram and Jochebed, a husband and wife, they had already had two children before this decree was made, but they had a child afterwards. But they were determined, they did not fear the king's wrath. They were determined to preserve the life of this child. And so they made a bull rush after 3 months and put him there in the edge of the Nile River and instructed his older sister, Miriam, to watch for him. And she did. And when the princess came down to bathe, possibly some religious ceremony, then she found this little babe there, and she recognized it as one of the Hebrew children. And Miriam come up and asked the princess, would you like for me to get him a nursemaid? And she said, yes. So naturally, Miriam went home and got her mother. And instead of this child being killed, the king's treasury paid this mother for taking care of her own child. And she must have been the one that named him. The parents gave him a name, but that was not the name that we know him of. And we know him as Moses, which means drawn out, evidently named that by the princes. And whenever Moses became a man and mature, he made the decision, according to the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, verses 24, 25, and 26, when Moses came of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. So Moses made the choice not to go with the riches of Egypt, but to suffer with the people of God. And when he was 80 years of age, God sent him back in to the land of Egypt to deliver the children of Israel out. And after 10 plagues that God brought upon the land of Egypt, Pharaoh consented to let the children of Israel go. And after they had crossed the sea and into the wilderness there, they approached the promised land that Abraham had been made, God made to Abraham. They approached that land, and Moses chose one man from each of the 12 tribes and sent them into Canaan to spy out the land before he invaded it. And they were gone for 40 days. And they came back, and 10 of them said, "We're not able to take the land. We're just like grasshoppers in their sight. There's giants in the land, and the cities are walled, and we can't take it." So they denied God and denied his word and denied his instruction. They chose to disobey God. But there were two there by the name of Caleb and Joshua. And Caleb said, "We are well able to go in, and let us go in." But they were ready to stone Moses in because they insisted that they were able to go in the land. But God was angry because of their unbelief. And he said, "You're going to wander around here in this wilderness for 40 years, 1 year for each day that they had spied out the land. And all of you adults men are going to die off here in the wilderness, and you're not going to go into the promised land." And Moses died outside the promised land also. God enabled him to see it, but he did not go in. So Joshua became the leader of the children of Israel, and he led them across the Jordan River. God stopped the flow of the river, and they went across on dry land. And Jericho was the first city that they were to take. And God told the men of war to go around the city one time. Don't be talking while you're going around. One time each day for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, go around seven times. And they did, and the walls fell down. God had also told them they were not to take any of the spoils for themselves. It was to go into the treasury of the Lord. But there was something that happened. The next place that they were to take was what the Bible calls a little village or town of Ai. And again, Joshua sent spies up there, and they came back. And with the report, it's just a small place and not necessary to send the whole army up there. So Joshua sent about 3,000 men up there. And the people of Ai came out and attacked them. And 36 Israelites were slain. And Joshua fell on his face and cried unto God, "Lord, you promised to be with us." And Joshua was told by God, "You get up off of your face. There is sin in the camp, and I'll not be with you until you get that sin out of the camp." So Joshua took tribe by tribe, family by family, and it came to the man Achan. And Achan confessed that he had taken some of the spoils of Jericho and hid them in his tent. Yes, Achan made a choice. He chose to disobey God, and he took some of the spoils. As a result, 36 men of Israel were killed, plus he and his family and his cattle were stoned to death, and a great pile of stones was put over them. So Achan and his family were slain because Achan made the choice to steal when God told him not to. Now we read also, whenever Joshua, the leader of the children of Israel, they fought for about 5 years, taking over parts of the promised land that God had promised to Abraham. And he was getting up in years himself. And he called the children of Israel together, and he said unto them, "And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities for which you did not build, and for vineyards which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua made a choice. Of course, he had made it before then, but he continued to make the choice to serve the true and the living God. And he challenged Israel to choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. Now, we read later on, when the children of Israel were in the promised land, Eli was the high priest, and his sons were wicked, even sinning there before the building that contained the Ark of the Covenant. And the people did not want those Eli's sons ruling over them, and they went to Samuel and demanded a king. Samuel tried to talk them out of it, but they wouldn't listen. And God told him to go ahead and listen to them and to give them a king. And Samuel said to all the people, "See you him whom the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people?" And the people shouted and said, "God save the king." At first, Saul was a very humble man, and he obeyed God. But later on, he did sinful things, and God rejected him from ruling over Israel. And the end of Lot was he fell on his sword and committed suicide because he made wrong decisions. And we read of Solomon. Solomon became king after David, and he was a humble man. And the Lord asked him, "What shall I give you?" And Solomon answered, "O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go in or out before this people. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between God, good and bad. For who is able to judge such a large people?" And God said, "I have given you what you have asked for." But later on, Solomon married strange women, which God had forbidden for them to do. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And we are told in the scriptures that in his old age, these strange women led his heart away from God, and he began to worship idols with those heathen women that he had married. And he sinned against God. Even though he is attributed to writing three of the books in our Bible, he turned away from God, and Solomon did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. So we read in 2 Kings, 1st chapter, and the 6th verse. Now, we read also of Judas Iscariot, one of the 12. He was the treasurer. He was trusted, and he was one of the 12 that Jesus had chosen to be his helpers. But the time came when Judas began to steal possibly money out of the treasury, the bag that he carried. He became a thief, and he went to the chief priests and the religious leaders there, telling them, "I know you want to get rid of this man, Jesus. What will you pay me? And I'll help you." And they agreed to give him 30 pieces of silver. And they did give him 30 pieces of silver. There in the upper room, Jesus told the 12, "I have chosen you, but one of you are going to betray me." Peter said, "Is it I?" John said, "It is I," and so on. And Judas doubtless said, "It is I." And Jesus said, "He that dippeth in the sop with me." They had a bowl there in the middle of on the table, and they were dipping in there. And Judas reached over to dip in the sop. Jesus looked him in the eye, and he said, "Now you do what you have to do speedily." In other words, "Judas, you make the choice. Are you going to go through with your plans to betray me, or are you going to back out? Judas got up, went out in the night, and he led the guards from the temple and others to the garden, and there he kissed Jesus to let them know the one that they should see, that they should arrest. And whenever Judas saw that Jesus was not going to deliver himself, doubtless Satan had told him he would, but whenever he saw that Jesus was not going to deliver himself, he went out and hanged himself. He committed suicide. Now we read in the book of Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus said there are two ways. One is broad and leads to destruction. One is narrow and leads to life eternal. And every one of us must make a choice as to whether we're going to travel the broad road or whether we're going to travel the narrow way. Yes, every one of us must make a choice. We cannot avoid it, and there's no middle ground. We have to make that choice. And if we choose the broad road, we choose destruction. If we choose the narrow way, in other words, if we choose Christ as our Lord and Savior, we choose eternal life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts and scriptures with our precious congregation today, and we trust the Holy Spirit has borne witness to the truth that has been presented. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there, or you can listen to a previous broadcast if you would like. And also, we invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation. Without hope, walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched downward. Just one touch, then a new life began. And the old rugged cross made the life bound for heartache and defeat. I will praise him forever and ever, for the cross made the difference for me. There's a room filled with sad ashen faces. Without hope, death was wrapped them in gloom. But at the sight of a saint, there's rejoicing. For life can't be sealed in a tomb. And the old rugged cross made the life bound for heartache and defeat. praise him forever and ever. For the cross made the difference for me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange.